This is VK6ARN. You're listening to News West. WA Amateur Radio News is a community organisation and has been serving up the news since 1931. Well, good morning and welcome to News West for Sunday, 17th of May, 2026. My name is Phil of VK6DEV and I'm your producer for this morning. Hope you've had a great week. Now let's get on with the news.
In a world that increasingly depends on uninterrupted connectivity, the resilience of our digital networks is essential. Digital lifelines, terrestrial networks, submarine cables, satellites and data systems form the backbones of our communities and economies. World Telecommunication and Information Society Day 2026 calls on governments, industry and communities to strengthen the digital lifelines that keep the world running. So the World Telecommunication and Information Society Day is celebrated every year on May the 17th, and guess what? That's today. And it's there to highlight the growing role of digital technologies in our lives and commemorates the founding of the International Telecommunication Union, the ITU, which is the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies. So that's today, and what I just read to you is the blurb from the International Telecommunication Union, which we call the ITU, which is much more convenient, isn't it? And getting closer to home, what the World Telecommunication and Information Society Day means to us is that it's one of the 3 days in a year that we're allowed to use a different call sign prefix. That is, we can substitute the VK with AX. So my call sign will change from VK6 Papa Oscar Papa to Alpha X-ray 6 Papa Oscar Papa. If I wish to use the AX prefix, we don't have to, but we can if we want to. Please note that the AX prefix substitution applies only to VK prefixed call signs. It's all there in the LCD. So if you're inclined, throw your AX prefix call sign out in a CQ call and see what happens. You may get a good run of responses.
G'day from WARG. This is Wild News for Sunday, the 17th of May, 2026. For this week, primarily that the WARG 2026 Ham Radio Junk Sale is on next month, Saturday the 13th. General admission from 10 a.m. and sellers setting up from 9. All this activity and food from Mitch and Christine, where? Same place as last, 2 years in a row. First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. A short hop, skip, and a jump from the convergence of Roe Highway and Clayton Street. Dateline Bunbury, this just in from Secretary of WARG, Anthony. Tables are still available, but the hall is filling up fast, so if you need a table but haven't yet booked, let us know now. Yes, now. We will have items on offer from a deceased estate, including antenna parts, a table from the VHF group, and several other amateurs moving on their surplus equipment, items, etc. To book a table, email us secretary@warg.org.au. Anthony also notes that the day will run smoother if we have a few more hands on deck to help with things. So, if there are any WARG members who are able to help on the day with jobs like setting up, packing up, staffing the WARG table, etc., etc., and so on and so forth, please let us know. Again, that email address, secretary@warg.org.au. And finally, just the usual reminder that the WARG Technical and General Net will start at 10:30 a.m. this morning on VK6RLM and the All-Star Hubs after the callbacks of this news. If you're listening in the evening, well, just a simple reminder, you missed it. It's next week. 73 is from WARG VK6 Radio, Radio Golf.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
illegitimae non carborundum. No doubt you've heard this mock Latin aphorism in one form or another. It means, don't let the bastards grind you down. I give this advice freely to everyone in amateur radio, new or old. Don't let them grind you down. One of the unfortunate aspects of our society is that there are people who think that their lot in life is to tell others that they are wrong, weak, gawky, too fat, too thin, too wrong, too right, and so forth. And it's just as unfortunate, perhaps more, that our great hobby also has its share of these people. I heard a story, in fact over the years I've heard several similar stories, no names, no pack drill, in fact I don't know any names. The story was about a foundation licensee who was helping scouts with Jota. Someone interrupted on air, berating the person, telling them that they are not allowed to help with Jota. The foundation license holder was apparently so upset that they may well be lost to the hobby. Now there's a couple of issues here. Firstly, you are not the band police. If you think someone is breaking the rules, there are ways to handle the situation without embarrassing the person in front of the very people that they are trying to help. Secondly, you are so wrong in your understanding of the rules, if that's what you think. In fact, the rules concerning foundation licensees in activities such as schools and Jota have been clarified several times over the years, and this was given wide publicity right here on News West and social media at the time. And thirdly, before you go criticising people about their amateur radio activities, you must understand the rules yourself before launching into a tirade against them. Such behaviour is not in the spirit of amateur radio, and your style, approach, and interpretation of the rules are so wrong in so many ways. To the foundation licensee who wants to give up, don't. Please. Illegitimae non carborundum.
I attended the WIA AGM and VK Summit on the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of May in Albury, New South Wales. The event was well attended, with 200 plus registered to attend and 150 plus actually attending. While the initial purpose was to host the WIA AGM, this is a fairly quick and process-driven meeting, and the bulk of the entertainment was actually the VK Summit. The summit was a series of presentations provided over the weekend, sponsored by a small group of mostly amateur radio-related businesses. As is normal, a gala dinner was held with a presentation provided remotely by Adrian, Kilo Oscar 8 Sierra Charlie Alpha, on the recent Bouvet Island de-expedition. We had an in-depth account of both the preparation and the operation of the de-expedition. Presentations provided over the 2 days included the POTA portable operations, designing ICOM radios for the world, geolocation, remote operation using a flex transceiver, ADS-B, a short introduction for amateur radio operators, LORA and APRS and mesh core mesh-tastic off-grid emergency comm systems, rig expert versus VNA comparison, ARDF amateur radio direction finding presentation, dealing with Doppler and GPS, an introduction into the Flex Radio Aurora transceiver, the Worldwide Flora Fauna program, a band plane update, and off-site a POTA field demonstration. The presentations were well attended and took place in a separate area to the trade stands. On-site parking was ample and facilities for lunch, etc. were on-site, well-priced and of good quality. The venue and the manner in which it was delivered would not have looked out of place in a professional trade exhibition such as those run by ARCIA, for instance. ICOM was the star of the show with a very polished display. There were also displays of equipment from Comtech Radio / Flex Radio, ICOM and Silvertone, as well as a bunch of smaller displays including Sapura, Rig Expert and ADS-B. As one of the sponsors of the event, I was certainly happy to have been a part and would certainly do it again. Discussions bandied around the event for future shows revolved around the adequacy of the venue, if a flea market would add value, more vendors, and whether it would be an annual or biannual event. Looking at the attendance list, looks like I was the only VK6 resident in attendance, which is a shame, as I would have loved for a few more VK6s to see the show, to see if there's any takeaways we could use over in the Wild West. Well, thanks for listening. I am Steve, VK6SJ. Now on with the news.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I came across a post on Mastodon.radio by Keith Whiskey 6 Kilo Mike Echo, announcing the resumption of the Microfield Day, spelled using the 12th letter of the Greek alphabet, mu. This was news to me, since I didn't know they'd stopped, let alone existed at all. Being the curious type, I stopped to investigate, and discovered an initiative that could, and in my not-so-humble opinion, should be replicated all over the planet. Essentially, an informal monthly gathering of amateurs with their portable setup, ranging from handheld radios through lightweight backpack gear, suitable for SOTA or POTA, or summits or parks on the air, to car portable stations where your vehicle acts as the carry mule and perhaps the base of your antenna. In other words, it's for anyone who brings along their radio to play, or if you're not yet ready to do that, come and participate as you feel inclined. So what of the resumption, you ask? It turns out that the activity became so popular locally that some parks required paid bookings and insurance, which is somewhat challenging if you're not actually an organisation. The closest I've ever come to a microfield day is when we celebrated a milestone anniversary for the weekly F-Troop Net that has now been running for over 15 years. The BoardNet Group website has plenty of information about what they get up to during a microfield day. Random metal objects on the air, shared club activities, picnic lunches, and activations at local lakes, landmarks, and other places of interest. I'd also like to make a point here about documenting your activities so the rest of the community can learn from your experience. And the microfield day isn't the only or even the first activity that the group organised. Special mention to Zach November 6 Papa Kilo, who started hosting the Board Net four times a day during the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown in March 2020. You'll find the full story when you check out their site at theboardnet.net for that and oodles more inspiration. While I'm perfectly happy sitting at home behind a computer reading research on the resource comparison between half a dozen algorithms for calculating a fast Fourier transform, that's not the only thing that amateur radio represents. When I started running F-Troop, there was no place for new and returning amateurs to gather and ask questions and share their experiences. Today, the log shows at least one new call sign for each week we've been on air, representing nearly 1,000 amateurs who activated their transmitter and shared their experience. There's no organisation behind F-Troop. It's a couple of amateurs who regularly turn up and participate to act as a welcoming voice into the diverse community that represents amateur radio. In other words, it started because I felt like it, and it continues because people keep coming back. The microfield day is exactly the same, in that it was started to scratch an itch. I'm making this explicit because some amateurs appear to be under the impression that they'll need a local club or organisation to organise activities for them. I'm here to tell you that you can start such an activity with your friends. Ultimately, where do you think clubs come from? So, what are you waiting for? Get on air and make some noise. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hello, a word from Wison, Western Australia. We had our May meeting last Monday night. It was good to see so many people in the meeting room and a couple else online. Some discussion was had, continuing our discussion along the lines of where in 2026 should Wison in Western Australia be projecting itself? Where should our efforts lie? Well, recreating the wheel is probably not the most helpful idea. Understanding the lay of the land and all of the various different groups around us, we've discussed this previously and think that becoming more of an auxiliary aid rather than attempting to be a primary aid, well, unless, of course, absolutely all else does fail, and we hope and pray that doesn't occur. But anyway, if we can be an aid in times of need to auxiliary services, then that's a much better use of our time and our efforts, we feel. Noting also the great work of many amateurs in VK6 who are also members of those other primary services. And with that, we're also looking at the technologies of today. Some actually older technologies have had quite a bit of work done on them over the years. We've got APRS, we've got Winlink, we have Mesh Core these days. And they're all things that we're suggesting our membership should be interested in taking a look at and maybe getting up and running with. Anyway, that's just an overview. There was, you know, the usual stuff that meetings do. And we look forward to being able to run another POTA. This POTA will be at King's Park. Give you more details about that a little bit later on in the coming weeks. We've got the rescheduled Dementia Australia Memory Walk and Jog coming up in June. And again, we'll give you the details so you can rock up and fly the flag of amateur radio with us. That's our service obligation that we have every year to give a hand out to the community and run a repeater for the people taking care of the participants. On the horizon, or maybe over the horizon, is our next AGM will be in August. Communications will be coming out in July, but we've got to get through June and the end of May yet. So with that, I'll put you back to the news reader for this week. And 73 is from VK6, Whiskey India Echo.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6 ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
This weekend, a group of VK6ers are gathered at Mayenup for the Mike Beale Memorial Ham Campsion. Keep an ear out for us. We should be on air until late Sunday morning. Then it will be time to pack up and go home. The venue qualifies for parks on the air, so if you're needing a contact, we'll be there. Russ's QTC magazine was published last weekend, and you can view it now on Russ's website or download it as a PDF. QTC is published monthly and is available to everyone, and it's free. Take a look at vkradioamateurs.org. That's vkradioamateurs.org. That's it from me. It's Thursday, and I'm packing my stuff for Ham Campsion, which is a challenge because I have a smaller car now and no trailer. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
This is News West from VK6 ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
G'day, I'm Roy, VK6XV, with this week's helpline for the 17th of May. And today, Graham assures me if no one is interested in these manuals, they will be going to the big waste paper recycling dump, and they are free this week. Your last chance to pick up a service manual for an ICOM, such as the IC745, the 740, the IC40UHFCB, and there's also IC275, 475, 575 Alpha Echo, 3200 Alpha Echo, 4GAT GEGA, 42 Alpha and 44 Alpha, 900 Alpha and Echo. Also, EX257 FM unit for the R70, TV R7000, and ICU2A. Uniform 2A and IC Uniform 4A. There's also handbooks here, copies, photocopies of an IC 271, IC 751, and good quality copies. They're all going to the rubbish dump if you don't want them. Any of the remaining ones, give Graham a call VK6RomeoOscar at hotmail.com. They're all free, just the postage is required. If they are posted, you'll need to pay for the postage, of course, but the manuals are free. Or they're going to the dump, to the dump, to the dump. So get in there. This is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor. Nothing else to report this week. So just get yourself a manual. They're a good thing to have. Not many people doing servicing anymore. So if you've got the service manual, you're halfway there. Cheers now. This is Roy, VK6XV. Email address, same, VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. And 7-3 to me, from me till next week. Cheers.
Well, we've come to the end of another News West broadcast. Thank you to the team at VK6ARN, our readers and contributors, and those that put the broadcast to air every week. And especially to you, our listeners. We welcome feedback via newswest@vk6.net. Please stand by now for the callbacks after the broadcast, or you can visit vk6.net and fill out the callback form. 73 from me, VK6DEV, and all the team at WA Amateur Radio News.